first time in 93 years, you know, that the citizen has a direct route coming into the Dáil. And, you know, all it takes is one person to put a petition in on an issue of public concern or an issue of policy that we then adjudicate on. And, for example, yesterday there was a proposal from one citizen around a national publicity campaign around the issue of suicide, similar to that for drink driving, and we're going to bring the minister responsible, Kathleen Lynch, in and ask her to outline her plans in relation to suicide awareness and, you know, what she intends to do, and we're going to endorse the proposal. So, you know, it's a very important committee in terms of linking the citizen to what we do, and I'm looking forward to the time ahead.
In terms of the committee's work, I mean, is the Dáil giving this committee the backing it needs? Because if ministers don't recognise it, if your fellow deputies don't recognise it, and if it's not given that level of respect, as it were, then the committee isn't going anywhere.
Well, I know from talking to, you know, the members of the committee, you know, one-to-one over the last number of days, they are determined that, you know, the committee has teeth. We certainly need more resources in terms of staff at the moment, but we have, you know, two staff aligned to it. We'll need more. You know, we also need to get out. I mean, as chairperson, I intend to get out around the local media around the country, just making people aware that they can actually, you know, put in a petition. You know, even a citizen who's had a bad experience in public services, we can, you know, look at that. And if they're not getting their hearing, you know, if they're not getting a fair hearing, you know, we can hold the public service to account. So, you know, it has the potential to be a major, major. Right now, it's finding its feet. It needs more resources. But I think eventually this could be a really crucial part of our democracy.
Is this not to a certain extent replicating the job of a local TD? It could be argued that surely the job of a local TD is to take the concerns of their constituents to the relevant minister, to the relevant department.
I think the power of this is that it's all party, and that, you know, if you look at the Public Accounts Committee now in the Dáil, that's been around quite a while, and, you know, we know that within the various public services, they are, you know, they really try and keep on top of their accounts. With, you know, they fear the potential of being pulled before a Public Accounts Committee and having to answer in front of the cameras to the people. So certainly, you know, we want to get to the stage where, you know, just where people realise that when you work in public life, that you are accountable in terms of what you do. And also, constructively, we want to, you know, come at this in terms of changing policy. Like, for example, when we have Minister Lynch in, we will work constructively with her around how we can all, you know, raise awareness and put in supports around suicide. Now, next week, we have Minister James Riley in. That's going to be interesting because the Ombudsman, Emily O'Reilly, has demonstrated that in terms of mobility grants for disabled people, the Department of Health are actually breaking the law in terms of equality laws. So, you know, she's spoken out. So that's another role of our committee, is to back the Ombudsman when they raise issues of public awareness and to make the minister answerable as to why they are not doing their job. So it has the potential over time to be, you know, a really important component on an all-party basis of holding government and public bodies to account.